Real Estate Agency, A Brief History. As early as the 1880s, some real estate sales agents began to realize that self-regulation would be necessary to prevent the government from controlling them through legislation. So the agents began forming trade groups at the local and state levels. A national group emerged that today is known as the National Association of Realtors, or NAR. In the early 1900s, the NAR compiled a code of ethics to protect and promote private ownership of real property, set and maintain high professional standards of behavior, and promote respect for real estate practitioners as professionals. They also hoped to avoid legislative interference in the industry. In that sense, one could argue that the NAR was not successful. The license acts of all 50 states are based heavily on the NAR Code of Ethics. In Texas, the parallel is very strong. The Texas Real Estate License Act, or TRELA, makes it illegal to practice any act of real estate brokerage without a license. Because agency relationships constitute the foundation of the practice of brokerage, license holders should have a deep understanding of agency concepts and law. What is agency? An agency relationship exists when one person, the agent, acts for or on behalf of another person, the principal, also known as the client. This relationship is a fiduciary relationship, meaning that it is a relationship based on trust. While treating all others honestly, the agent places the interests of the principal or client first. The agent must always remain loyal to the principal. Depending on the situation, the agent's role can be small or large. However, it must always be for the benefit of the principal. Some common agency relationships involve actors, actresses, models, and athletes. All are usually represented by agents who secure opportunities and benefits for their clients. In modern-day real estate transactions, employing an agent is a significant consideration. Most consumers recognize the need for a professional. However, only some are aware of all the benefits an agent can provide. To summarize, agency is the relationship between two parties, a principal and an agent. The principal is the one who hires and gives authority to the agent. The agent is the one who represents or works for the principal. The principal gives the power to the agent, and the agent acts. In real estate, the principal can be the seller who lists a property for sale, a landlord who needs a tenant, a buyer who wishes to purchase a property, or a tenant searching for a rental property. The principal may also be a property owner seeking professional management of investment property. The agent protects the interests of one person, or group, in dealings with others. There are two key points concerning agency. The principal will count on the agent for specific professional advice. The agent is the expert. The relationship almost always involves money or property. The agent must work in the client's best financial interests at all times. This is a fiduciary duty, a duty based on trust. For this reason, the agent is sometimes called the fiduciary.